Now we turn listening into practice. People skill confidence grows through small, faithful steps. This week you will practice loving attention. Loving attention begins before the conversation starts. First, pause, take a breath. Notice what is happening inside you. Are you anxious? Are you eager to talk? Are you already judging? Are you preparing advice? Are you afraid of silence? Are you hoping to impress? Bring that inner conversation to Christ. You might pray, Lord Jesus, help me listen with agape love. Help me seek this person's true good before you. Second, choose presence. Turn toward the person when appropriate. Use a warm tone. Let your face communicate care. Do not rush to fill every silence. Do not interrupt quickly. Do not make the conversation mainly about yourself. Third, listen for meaning. Sometimes people say facts, but they are also carrying feelings. Someone may say work has been busy, but underneath that sentence may be weariness. Someone may say church has felt different lately, but underneath that sentence may be loneliness. Someone may say, I am fine, but their voice may suggest they are not ready to share. Listening does not mean guessing or prying. It means noticing with humility. You can ask, how has that been for you? You can ask, what has been the hardest part? You can ask, what has helped you keep going? You can ask, would you like me to listen? Or would you like help thinking through a next step? That question is powerful because it respects the person. Fourth, reflect before responding. You might say, it sounds like you have been carrying a lot, or I hear that this has been frustrating, or I want to make sure I understood you correctly. This helps the person know you are not just waiting to talk. Fifth, keep healthy limits. Loving attention does not require unsafe access. It does not require listening to gossip, manipulation, verbal abuse, or repeated harmful speech. It does not require you to carry what belongs to a pastor, counselor, supervisor, doctor, legal authority, or emergency responder. Agape love includes wisdom. If serious danger, abuse, coercion, self-harm, threats, or harm to a child or vulnerable person is present, seek appropriate help. For ordinary conversations, begin small. Listen without interrupting. Ask one follow-up question. Remember one detail. Pray for the person afterward. That is people skill confidence in practice, not performance, not control, not charm, Christ-like presence. Reflection question. What listening habit do you most need to practice this week? Pausing, asking, reflecting, limiting distractions, or respecting silence. Gentle next step. Choose one person and practice loving attention by listening, asking one follow-up question, and praying for them afterward.